Hello and welcome to the CWF Gamecast. Today is Thursday, January 17th, 2008, and this is a minicast with your host Raven. In today's show, we're going to be talking about photos from the latest Apocalypse Battle at Battleground Games and some downloads for the Combat Storm gaming system. I have to apologize at the beginning of the show for two things. First of all, I need to apologize for the missed podcast last week. Last Thursday, we would normally have had a podcast that would come out and be given to all of you. However, my brand new iMac was in the shop at the nearby Apple store down at South Shore Plaza, getting a couple of repairs done on it, and it's now back and good as new. However, as you can probably tell, I do not sound my usual wonderful self. That is because I'm getting over a bout of bronchitis this week, and instead of giving you guys, no show this week, that would be two in a row, I thought, you know, you'd prefer to have something, even if I sound a little grovelly. I'm going to try to, you know, spruce things up in the post-production as much as possible, so you might not be able to tell that I'm having some throat problems and speaking issues because of my bronchitis. But in case you do, that is why, and I want to apologize for it. However, I'm going to push on ahead. I want to say that this is going to be a mini-cast, which is, you know, a shortened version of our show. We normally go for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes on a show. I'm going to try to keep this as close to 15 to 20 minutes as possible. That way you guys get all the wonderful news we want to talk about, and at the same time, you won't get overly annoyed with my horrible, illness-ridden voice. So starting off, as I said, we're going to be talking about photos from the big Apocalypse event held at Battleground Games a couple Saturdays ago. And we had been doing some press about that event on the blog and in the podcast. We were really excited about it because it's a great event. And over 24 people showed up to play and watch the show. It was a great game. There was all sorts of armies represented. You name it, it was there. We didn't see, obviously, a tower or anything like that, but we saw everything from Necrons and Terminators, the Space Marines and Chaos Marines, all the way down to tons of orcs and everything. It was wonderful. It was a very well-run event. I want to give big kudos and hats off and bravo to Store Battleground Games and all the staff there, the owner Derek, his mom Beth, Chase, and everyone else who helped run it, and also everyone who helped create the tables and participated. Big hats off to John, who had helped make all the tables and paint them and everything. It's incredible. It was just, I can't say enough great things. It's wonderful. After the event, I had asked everyone who had participated to send me, you know, pictures that they had taken, to send me video. The owner, Derek, shot movies of the event, to send me video, and to send me sound bites and any audio recordings and stuff that you had, you know, taken. And I've gotten a big response from that so far. If you head on over to our blog, you will have seen that on that day, it was January 6th, actually. But on that day, I posted some pictures up on the blog, just a few of them before. So they were sent to me by Mustafa37, as the person is known on the Battleground Games message board, and there's some really nice pictures. They're very clear. He came up with some nice little captions, and it's really cool. You can see all sorts of armies, and the paint job on these things is wonderful, and you can see some Forge World stuff. They just did a really good job. The pictures, you know, they help you kind of get what you had missed. I know not everyone who had wanted to be at the event was able to actually be at the event, but this way, you know, you can kind of see what had happened. And I was there, but I didn't get in until later in the day. I had to leave around six or so, because on Saturdays I normally see my fiance, and she was kind enough to give me most of the day to go to the event. And then I had to get together with her later on, and we had a lot of fun and whatnot. But, you know, I had to leave the event. And anyway, in the second batch of photos that I've posted, and there will be more photos coming, but the second batch was taken by that guy, John, who had helped create all the terrain. He's known as Commissar Gray on the BG boards. And these are some wonderful photos. He was getting in and all over the place. You can really see how, you know, the tables were devised. And although we don't have captions up on these photos yet, you can actually see, you know, what was going on. You can see objectives. In the very first photo, for example, you can see at, like, the top left, there's, like, this building with, like, a comm relay looking thing on the top, and that's actually a table that was on the left when you come into the store, and the comm relay looking building is, in fact, a comm relay. It allowed whatever team that owned it, you know, held it as an objective to put an additional orbital strike per turn, into the game. It's just a lot of fun. You can see a better close-up of that building in the second photo down. On the third and fourth one down, you can see some of the other objectives that were on the table. A lot of tanks and everything. It's just wonderful. But we're actually going to be playing a game for people who are looking at the photos, and we want all of you to look at them. What we want everyone to do is to look at the photos and just going by the armies and the odds and ends of people's bodies that you can see, like their arms, their legs, what coat they were wearing, their stomach, and whatnot, for you to compose a caption for us for each picture that says what's happening in the picture. You can say who's in the picture, you can say what army is, you can make it funny, whatever you want. And the way to get those to us is actually to go to our website, which is wargamingforums.com, and you'll see all the pics from Apocalypse right on the front page, and it'll link to the original ones. But if you go and click on the article, at the bottom of the article, it'll allow you to place comments. You can write your comments there, and that's where we want you to put your entries. We want you to write them into the comment field, and we'll go through all of the comments, and then we'll pick the best one for each picture and put them up, and we'll attribute them to you so you get a little press on the World Wide Web. And it'll be a nice fun thing. It's anyone can enter. It's free. There's no, prize or anything. Just kind of like a fun thing to do. I guess a prize would be, getting your name up on the web. And just kind of a fun thing, a little aftermath to keep people excited and happy about the event. So we want you to head on over to that. And in case you're not really sure how to get to it, as I'd said, our website is wargamingforums.com. And if you go to our show notes on our website, for this particular show, we have links to each of the articles with the pictures. First one is Apocalypse Picks from Battleground Part 1, and then we have Apocalypse Picks from Battleground Part 2. So you just click on each one of those, and then you can leave your comments in for what the caption should be. And as I said, we'll pick the best one for each of them and put it on up on the web. And that's about that. So we will be having more pictures and all sorts of stuff in the future for Apocalypse. We're working on next batch of photos to go up, also taken by John. He took a lot of pics, and we're hoping to get that video and stuff from Derek too to get that up. But in the meantime, we're gonna move on to our next segment, and this has been a staple to the show. It's called Music to Game By, and today's segment is featuring a song called Go Go Gadget Bat Ori. It's by Matt Sales. He's one of our own residents here in Massachusetts. He belongs to the New England Podcasting Group. So big shout out to them as well, and big shout out to Matt. And this is a short song. It's about a minute and a half, but it's pretty good. And I like it a lot. I picked it partly because it is so short and we're doing a mini cast. Just something to break things up, and hope you enjoy the song. So we will be right back after you listen to this wonderful song called Go Go Gadget Battery. Thanks. Thank you. Welcome back. I hope you and I hope you enjoyed that song. It's interesting. It's a nice little bit by Matt Sales from Massachusetts, rather. Sorry about that. And as I said, it's called Go Go Gadget Battery. And now we're back. We're going to be talking about the downloads for Combat Storm. And in case you haven't heard about it, and you should have by now, but Combat Storm is a rule system for playing with plastic army men. I'm sure you're one of us who, like myself, has played with plastic army men as a little kid. You just get them, the little bags or, a few bucks or whatever. Get like 50 guys or whatnot and play with them on your dining room tables or whatnot and like all over the place and replicating attacks and playing with movies in the background and whatnot. Like I used to do with Battle of the Bulge while that would be on and whatnot. But Combat Storm is actually a fun little game. It's by this great little company out of Canada. The lead designer's name is Dave Ryder, and he sends me emails every now and again about things that are happening with the game and with his company and everything. He sent me one way back in 2006, I believe it was, when the game first came out, and we had blogged about it then. I believe we talked about it in a previous podcast. And just recently, he had sent me another email because they have me went ahead and taken the next step in the game by creating free downloadable terrain. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with this. Other game companies have done the same thing. You can go and download this terrain and you print it out on like thick card paper or photo paper. And then when it gets printed out, you cut it out and then you can affix it to like foam core or whatever. And then you end up creating stuff. This downloadable building pack. It consists of a single medieval building, and then it also has like a wall and some barricades that you can print out. It's really nice quality artwork. It's very easy to print out. All you need is Adobe Acrobat Reader to view the stuff. I have version 8.1.1 of that because I'm running macOS 10 Leopard, and it shows up really well. Looks wonderful. I haven't tried printing it out yet, just because I'm a little low on the color ink cartridges and also don't have the best paper to print it out on. But it's nice terrain. You could use it for Combat Storm. You could use it for just about anything. What I really like is, in addition to, giving you this downloadable pack of terrain to print out and make, which has instructions on it and everything, and a brief walkthrough kind of what to do. But Dave has gone ahead and created a video on YouTube. It's a little tutorial, lasts about, I believe, 8 minutes or so, 8 and a half maybe. And you can see him at work at what looks to be like, I'm guessing maybe it's his office or he's at home. It looks like some sort of counter or dining room table, actually. And he's cutting away and assembling this Middle Eastern building. And it's, really easy. He gets it done in about 8 and a half minutes, figure 8 minutes. And, I'm sure there was a little post-production editing going on in there. But figure out, even if it takes you 10 minutes to get everything put together from this building pack, you print out a bunch of them, you and a bunch of your buddies get together and cut them out and put them together. It's a nice, affordable way to get a lot of terrain together. It's not going to win any sort of terrain making awards or anything, but if you need some quick terrain for home use or even for like a store or a gaming club or whatever, this lets you at least get to what I view as the most important part of gaming, and that's actually playing the games. A lot of people like the hobby side of it where you're making the stuff, you're painting the models, assembling the models, making the terrain and whatnot. And that's awesome too. Don't get me wrong. I'm always in awe by that kind of stuff. But I've personally enjoyed playing the games more than the preparing for the games. I like getting into it and moving the stuff around and seeing what takes a what and taking objectives and then the trash talk and getting the camaraderie and all that kind of stuff. That's what I like a lot. And that's why I do a lot of, pre-painted mini kind of stuff like Wurtzee and X's and L's minis. And I do like the collectible card games, that kind of stuff. But this is a great free way to get into it. They are offering, this stuff for free on their website. And if you head to our website of wargamingforums.com, we have show notes up for this show. And they link directly to the tutorial on YouTube for you to watch how to put the stuff together. And to our article about the free download, where you can go ahead and you can download the stuff. And, it's a lot of fun. I think Combat Storm's a nice little system of a game to play and get together. I've talked about it with some of the people at Battleground Games, where I hang out and play games. And they seem pretty interested in it. You know, if you don't have Classic Army Men, you can actually get them. The people who make Combat Storm have, I think it's like a pack of 50 guys, you know, little Plastic Army Men for like $5. That's not bad at all. They have them like two different colors, like dark green and light green, I believe. And, you know, you can get them from them or you can get them elsewhere. They actually have links on their website to other Plastic Army Guy, you know, resources, places to buy them online, buy tanks and all sorts of vehicles and stuff. But also just like information about Plastic Army Men, what scale they are, what they're made out of, the different poses they have. You could, I suppose, make your own if you had molds and whatnot. But if nothing else, you can just use this terrain for stuff you already have. I could actually foresee, you know, using the rolls with other models that you own. You could use it with your 40K stuff, your War Machine, even your Fantasy. I mean, as long as you realize that, you know, the stuff that your models are equipped with for those other games, like Confrontation or War Machine and whatnot, those items aren't going to necessarily, you know, they don't translate to Combat Storm, basically. So with a little imagination, you can use whatever you have on hand to play Combat Storm, which is a great thing. And I know there's other systems out there for how to play with Plastic Army Men. And the rules for this cost like $20, I believe it is. But it's worthy. I like supporting independent and small game companies, and this looks like a great and fun game to play. And now you can get some free terrain for it. So just head on over to our show notes where you can download the free terrain, and you can also watch the tutorial. I want to give a big hats off to Dave for creating all this and let me know about it. There's way too many things going on in the world of gaming for me to keep track of it all. It's just way too ambitious. So when people let me know about what's going on through emails or instant messaging, phone calls or whatnot, you know, comments on the web and posting on iTunes and stuff, all that lets me know what's going on, and it helps me to, you know, share it with all of you. So once again, I want to thank Dave. And right now, we're getting to be very near the end of our show. As I said, I wanted to keep this nice and short, and this is pretty short, so we're going to try to end here. I want to let you know that our next podcast will be Thursday, January 24th, 2008. I will not have bronchitis then, I hope. So it will be a better podcast, better sounding podcast. We will have more for you. I wanted to cover a lot more stuff in today's issue, things from the new White Dwarf, the new No Quarter, new releases, news about me playing World of Warcraft. I know that's a big gasp, right? Some information about Warhammer Mark of Chaos, which I know is an old game, but I just finally started to get it working, and just stuff like that. So hopefully we'll have some of that for you next Thursday, January 24th, when our next podcast comes out. As always, give us your feedback on the show. You know, we need it. Without it, it's just me talking to my computer, putting some music files up on the web, and hoping people listen to it, but you guys make it real. So without you, you know, basically we need you. And please be kind with this particular show, because I know it's not the best sounding show, and it's not the best show I've done. I do apologize for that, but I figured a mediocre or even poor quality show for today in terms of sound and technical stuff, not content, I hope. But I figured that would be better than no show at all. So I ask your forgiveness for that. And as always, I want to remind you that our website of wargamingforums.com has the show notes for not only this show, but all our other podcasts, and has all sorts of updates and information on the World Wide Web of Gaming. So we get to blog more often than we get to podcast. And we've had a lot of YouTube videos and all sorts of stuff up recently. And so head on over to our website, and you'll find all sorts of wonderful goodness. And that's about it. So as always, thank you, and keep on gaming. Have a great day.